you know, immature grown man taking shots at you like that on the radio.
Yeah,
so hats off to you. You guys have a happy new year and enjoy your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. And the thing is, that was from earlier this year. And Michael from Stuttgart and I have had a hate-hate relationship.
Tumultuous.
Yes, that's a good way to put it, Barrett. Matt,
wow.
Sorry.
Wow, all right.
Wow, that's hurtful.
Tell you what, my 2014 could have started a little better.
It did. You were in Morrilton singing to all those Devil Dog fans.
That's right.
Sorry, Matt Stell. Whoever you are, whatever your name is.
Jiminy.
I'm sorry. But yeah, Michael and I have been back and forth some. He is good for radio. Matt Stell's a big fan. I think Barrett is too, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Suzanne told me that she's going to be sending me notes on what's happening to...
I can tell you right quick. You just give me
a
second.
At their places. Yeah, go ahead, but let's get Edward in here so we don't have to wait.
Whether you're a Hog fan, a lover of Southern sports, or just someone who wants to know what's going on in the Premier League of College Athletics, snuggle up close to your radio, computer, or phone, because it's time to hear from ESPN.com's SEC insider, Edward Ashoff, who's here to tell you all you need to know about what's up and who's going down in the SEC.
Away from me. I'm on the edge, so why are you playing? I'm saying I will never, ever let you let this down, down.
All right, welcome back. Multitasking. Getting ready to head out to Mobile at the end of the show. 12:01, we're on the road for the GoDaddy Bowl. Many bowl games have been played. Four more SEC teams will be competing. We go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. We wish a happy new year to Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com. Edward, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Happy new year.
You got to start working on a new open for next season. 2014 is here.
Pressure's on.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just had a caller ask us. I don't know that there's much debate. The most exciting game this year, I think, involves an SEC team as far as bowl games go. What's been your favorite so far?
Well, excuse me. I have a frog in my throat that I've had for about a week now. I really did like that Wisconsin-South Carolina game. Hmm. Ole Miss's win was pretty fun to watch. I don't know. I think these bowls have been a little lackluster. Last night's Orange Bowl was fun.
Wait a minute.
The Rose Bowl.
That's what he said. Now. Wait a minute. You have all these close games, the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Underdogs?
Talked about the South Carolina-Wisconsin game.
Chick-fil-A was great.
Georgia had a chance to come back and beat Nebraska at the end. I think especially with the SEC, the games have been fantastic.
Well, the Outback Bowl and the Gator Bowl were two bad football games.
But they were close.
I didn't think those were very good games at all. And Georgia, I know Josh Harvey Clemens is out. That defense struggled all year, but that defense really slipped up in key moments. And Hudson Mason, yes, very early in his career as a starter at Georgia, mm-hmm. he didn't look comfortable. I know it was bad conditions, but that is not a great Nebraska defense by any means.
No.
And Todd Gurley can't do it all himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they weren't able to spread the ball around. You saw a lot of drops. Narcisse,
yeah.
One of the really nice guys, a really, really talented player as well, dropping passes in that one at the end. And the LSU game was just ugly. I mean, that was an old Big Ten game, and I was bored with it. We've seen some defensive grudge matches in the SEC, that Alabama-LSU one. But that was an exciting game to watch. That Iowa-LSU game was not an exciting game to watch.
I agree.
You potted around. I will say, yes, you're right. The Texas A&M Duke game was probably the best one. But the Rose Bowl right behind it. I loved that Rose Bowl last
year. Yeah, I agree. That was great.
To watch Johnny Manziel do what he did. And I think one thing that needs to be said, the way he talked to his players and teammates when they weren't playing well was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
He went right at the best receiver in the country
yep.
and told him, you got to focus, man. Stop getting so frustrated.
Yeah,
that's huge. I think he really improved his draft stock with probably the best game he's had that he didn't break any records in.
Yeah, he's like, look, Mike, I know we were out running chicks and drinking vodka shots off of strippers' backs last night, but you got to lock it in, son. It's time to get it on now. We got to focus. We got a game to win out here.
For everything that people say about Johnny Manziel off the field, and I was one of them at the beginning of the year, I did not think he would be as focused. He is the most focused player I've seen outside of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he comes to play. And, someone tweeted, I was really surprised that Johnny Manziel played the way he did. No way. I thought Johnny Manziel was going to have an excellent game because last game, and I know he hasn't come out and said it, but everybody pretty much knows that he's going to leave. I said he's going to come out and show everybody the kind of quarterback he is. He has another amazing play where he hurdles a guy and then throws a touchdown. He's a leader. He's an ultimate gamer. I'm going to miss watching him. I wish that he could stay in the SEC for as long as possible.
Well, somebody might make an argument elsewhere. I don't know how you possibly could. I won't agree with you if you don't agree with me on this, though. He's the most exciting player, and there is nobody in college football more worth the price of admission than Johnny Manziel.
I almost tweeted after the game, can we just give the Heisman to Johnny Manziel?
I guarantee if they took the votes.
I didn't have any service on my phone, so I couldn't. But I really wish that we could do the Heisman after the season. I don't know if he'd win it, but he would certainly be higher than he was.
I agree with that. Well, and the thing is, too, you see Northern Illinois lose their last two games. I'm sure that Lynch would have probably dropped down a few spots.
Yeah. I don't even think he'd be in the discussion.
Yeah, there were some interesting stats that came out. That guy's career is going to, I mean, statistically speaking, impressive, but as far as the anecdotal moments and the, I mean, it's going to be like Michael Jordan 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. I saw him do this. I mean, I saw the guy jump over a building. I did see the guy throw a touchdown, go to the sideline, puke, and then lead another scoring drive in his next series. He's remarkable, and he always one-ups himself. So of the four games left, let's focus on what's left to be played. You've got Alabama and Oklahoma tonight. It's a 17-point line. Is it going to be a blowout, or do you expect Oklahoma to be competitive?
I think it's going to be a blowout. And I know that everybody talks about what Bob Stoops said. Alabama doesn't care about any of that. Alabama wants to prove to everyone that it's the best team in the country. I still think, I mean, this is the year that if we had the playoff, we wouldn't even be talking about any of this because I think Alabama will be playing Florida State Monday night in the national championship. I do think top to bottom they're the best team. I mean, they haven't looked like they have in the past. They had a miracle fluke loss to Auburn. And I'm not taking anything away from Auburn. I still think Auburn is a great team. But when you look at it, if Alabama played that game again in the same exact environment, I would pick Alabama. I think I'd pick them 9 out of 10 times. Because one of those 10 times, a fluke is going to happen. But this team's fired up. I know it's not a national championship. And the thing that's different, I talked to a couple of Alabama writers about this from the 08 team. No one on that team is on this one, so no one's thinking about that. Nick Saban has been through this before. He knows how to coach his guys up now. He talked about it. They didn't play Alabama football at the end of that season or at the end of this one. So I think that they've made sure in these practices that they've done that, and he's been happy. When Nick Saban is happy, that's a good thing. And you don't really hear that a lot. I mean, he's been praising his guys all week, and even before they got to New Orleans. So I just don't think Oklahoma doesn't have the offensive playmakers to get out of any sort of hole that Alabama can create, and I just don't think they match up with them well at all.
The Oklahoma State-Missouri game should be as entertaining as any game we've seen so far. That game, of course, being played tomorrow night. And to me, Missouri, similar in some ways to Alabama and the way they've played this year. And, you know, again, good defense, certainly a very solid offense as well. Oklahoma State didn't finish their regular season the way they wanted to, so I'm not sure how they're going to respond. But what's your expectation of the Cotton Bowl?
I think Missouri has the advantage in the playmaker department on offense and defense. But I do wonder what that secondary is going to do against Oklahoma State's passing game. And I talked to Michael Sam yesterday, and I said, you know, you guys struggled against the pass. He cut me off and said, we've never struggled against the pass. Well, they ranked 13th in the SEC in passing. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, I guess. But he said he wants them to throw. He said, I want them to throw all night. I hope that's what they do. I think they think they're up to the task. They obviously want to prove people that they still have a good defense after just getting run over by Auburn. And they have a lot of pride. I mean, this is a team that it was really, really prideful the entire season. They proved everybody wrong every single week except for the SEC championship game. And, you know, I think that they want to come out and make a statement before next year. They're going to lose a lot of guys. I don't know if they're going to be able to duplicate what they did this year with the people they're going to lose. So a lot of seniors, a lot of leadership is going to be gone. And, you know, this is a chance to help, you know, in recruiting, obviously get a boost for the offseason and spring. But I like Missouri in this one. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think you're going to see what you saw in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll be able to, you know, erase a 21-point deficit, but I think it's going to go back and forth. I think it's going to be a really fun game.
Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com's SEC blogger, joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. One that's not getting much attention, of course, comes up on Saturday. It is a noon kick here in Arkansas, the Compass Bowl with Vanderbilt and Houston. Vanderbilt, they didn't seem to get as much fanfare this year, Edward, for whatever reason, despite winning eight games again. Don't know much about Houston. Talk to me about the matchup there.
I like Vandy in this one. I think Houston's offense does pose a threat. And the thing is that Vanderbilt's defense is starting to get healthier. Obviously, they've had a lot of success in that secondary. Really talented guys. Kenny Ladler, you know, I think one of the most underrated safeties out there. Andre Howell at corner. They're a really, really talented team. And they're not getting a lot of love because at the end of the day, and I hate to say it, they're still Vanderbilt. But I just don't understand how they don't get as much exposure as they do, because they beat Florida, they beat Georgia, they beat Tennessee all in the same year, first time that's ever happened. And, you know, granted, Florida's down, and Georgia's had a lot of injuries, young defense, Tennessee's down, but that's a big accomplishment. That doesn't happen at Vanderbilt. And so, you know, James Franklin deserves all the praise he's getting. He deserves to have his name on these watch lists for coaching vacancies out there in college football and the NFL. I think that they want to prove something. I think they're upset that they got this bowl. I think they deserve a better one, especially, you know, with the way that they ended the season, mm-hmm. the way the Mississippi State ended the season, Ole Miss ended the season. So he already said it. I mean, the night that it was announced they were going to be playing in the Compass Bowl, he said, "Vandy fans, let's prove to everybody that we can travel." And that's really the main reason they didn't get a better bowl, is because bowls are afraid that Vanderbilt fans would not travel. So I think that you're going to see Vandy come out. They're refreshed. They're very angry. And I just think they have better talent. And I don't know when the last time I've been able to say that was. I think they have better talent, even with Carter Samuels not playing. I think Patton Robinet is going to – I think he'll settle down. You have Jordan Matthews next to you. I think you're going to be fine.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out how far Birmingham is from Mobile, because we're heading down to Mobile to cover the Go Daddy Bowl on Sunday. And Saturday, really don't have any responsibilities. Maybe we can hop up there and watch the Compass Bowl and root for Vanderbilt. I've never done that before.
Yes.
All right.
Hang out with James Franklin.
Yeah, it'd be fun. What do you think of the likelihood of him going to either the opening at Penn State, or whether or not his name will surface in the Texas search?
You know, if I were looking for a head coach and I wanted a young up-and-comer, I would go for James Franklin.
Me too.
And, you know, I think I get it. You know, I still think people want to see what he can do another year at Vanderbilt. I also think that, you know, the rape scandal, while he handled that very, very well and just came out right from the beginning and took care of that, it's still an ongoing investigation. And I think that you probably think that there's some ADs out there who just want that to come to a close. They don't want James Franklin's name coming up again. And I think that kind of makes people wary. But I think Texas interviews, you know, Penn State, I think those are two programs that would be crazy not to.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were him, if Texas comes calling, I'd take that job. I mean, there's no way you don't. I'd be a little hesitant about Penn State. I mean, you're still not going to go to a bowl game for a couple of years. You still have that hanging over your head. You're basically building for the future in, you know, four or five years. If he waits around, there's going to be a bigger, better job out there. And if he wins again, let's say he wins eight or nine games next year, if Florida's open, I think they're crazy not to go after him, at least interview. Who knows? I mean, if Charlie Strong takes a job in Texas, maybe Louisville's open for him this year. So I would be hesitant about Penn State, but I think if Texas comes calling, you know, that I don't even think that conversation lasts very long.
I guess Louisville's a better job than Vanderbilt, right? I mean, it's a better program, and you're in a power conference now going to the ACC.
Exactly. You have a better shot of making a BCS bowl game, especially with BCS out.
Yeah.
A bigger bowl game, I should say. Make it into the playoff.
Right.
Coaching in Louisville than you do at Vanderbilt.
Okay, we got about a minute left, Edward. We've talked about it a little bit before. We've known about the matchup forever. One of the many problems with college football is that there's a month in between the championship games and the national championship game. But Auburn, Florida State, it is an 8.5-point line. Auburn is the underdog yet again. Do they get the upset and get a national championship for Gus Malzahn?
You're going to hate me, but I cannot reveal my pick yet because I do not know what's going to happen. I've gone back and forth every single day since this was announced because while I like Auburn's running game, it's the best in the country, I like Florida State's defense, and I see that the ACC has been terrible in bowl games. And I said, okay, Auburn has a chance. Jameis Winston wins the Heisman. They don't have a very good defense. It's going to be tough, I think, for Auburn to be able to win a shootout, because when you're running the ball, you're taking a lot of time off. Nick Marshall can't make mistakes. If he makes mistakes like he has the last few weeks, I think Florida State wins.
I'll count that as a pick for Florida State.
You'll find out officially on Monday.
Okay. I'll look forward to that.
I'm like a recruit.
I understand. He's going to have two hats sitting in front of him. He's going to pick one of them up on Monday. I can't wait to see which one
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, man, Happy New Year. Appreciate all the contributions this year. We'll talk to you again. Let's catch up next week and get a recap of all this, and we'll see how it all plays out. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Sounds good.
Edward, thanks. Have a good weekend, man. Appreciate it. All right. Very good. Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com. Y'all be watching some TV this weekend, and Suddenlink's here to help you watch it not only this weekend, but throughout the entire year.